Book Lovers Podcast, Episode 17.
Welcome to the Book Lovers Podcast from the staff at the Claremont County Public Library. Today's episode is brought to you by the Pocket Wi-Fi. Pocket Wi-Fis or mobile hotspots can be checked out from the library for 1 week, but they're so popular, you'll want to get on the holds list today. Hi, I'm Andrea, and as a selector, it seems like every month there's a new book that's a Sherlock retelling. So I asked Laura, Megan, and Mary if they wanted to highlight a few books that are Sherlock read-alikes. And we'll get to those books after I remind you that any of the titles we mention in this podcast will be listed on our website at claremontlibrary.org. And you can always email us at info@claremontlibrary.org or stop into any of our 10 locations for book suggestions. So, Megan,
take it away.
Yes.
It is so exciting to be back on podcast today, guys. Yay! I'm so happy you invited me back.
Woo! You're welcome anytime to come back.
Aw, thanks. So this is one of my favorite genres to talk about is the mystery novel. And so I brought a couple of things with me today, but the first one I'm going to talk about in particular is called The Westing Game.
Yes.
Such a wonderful book. So my son is in fifth grade, and this month he had to read a mystery novel for his genre reading, so I pulled out The Westing Game.
Yes.
Such a good book for kids who are just getting started into mysteries. It's not that scary, but it is very, very exciting.
Right.
So let me read you a little bit about what this book is about.
Awesome.
We say, a bizarre chain of events begins when 16 unlikely people gather for the reading of Samuel W. Westing's will. And though no one knows why the eccentric, game-loving millionaire has chosen a virtual stranger and a possible murderer to inherit his vast fortune, one thing's for sure, Sam Westing may be dead, but that won't stop him from playing one last game.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Lots of clues, lots of excitement. I guarantee kids are going to love it. So if you're looking to break your child into some, you know, mystery novels with lots of excitement but not quite so scary,
right,
this is your best bet. It's The Westing Game.
Good, good stuff. Laura?
All right, I'm ready. I've got The Strange Case of the Alchemist's Daughter by Theodora Goss. Mary Jekyll is alone and penniless following her parents' death and is curious about the secrets of her father's mysterious past, as he is indeed the Dr. Jekyll of literature. One clue in particular hints that Edward Hyde, her father's former friend and murderer, may be nearby. And as she is penniless and there's a reward for information about Hyde, she wants to track him down. But where her hunt leads her instead is to Hyde's daughter, Diana, a feral child raised by nuns. And here we get, with the assistance of Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson, Mary continues her search for the elusive Hyde and soon befriends more women, all of whom have been created through terrifying experimentation, and also all of whom you might recognize from literature. There's Beatrice Rappaccini, from Hawthorne's Rappaccini's Daughter.
Mm-hmm.
We have Catherine Moreau, Island of Dr. Moreau, and Justine Frankenstein.
Right.
When their investigations lead them to the discovery of a secret society of immoral and power-crazed scientists, the horrors of their past return. Now it's up to the monsters to finally triumph over the monstrous. So, it's fun. There's little tips of the hat to all these literary figures. Story moves pretty quickly, and I'm guessing that it's going to be the first in a series, because you get your monstrous women society, power girls are going to go triumph over the bad men.
Very cool.
So, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
All right. Mary, got anything for us today?
My pick is The Sweetness at the Bottom of the Pie by Alan Bradley. It's the first in a series of books, 9 books, I believe, at this point. And it's about this precocious 11-year-old girl named Flavia Deleuze. She lives in this crumbling old manor house with her father and her two older sisters in 1950s England. Her mother died in a mysterious mountain climbing accident shortly after she was born, and so she never really knew her growing up. In this crumbling old manor house is this wonderful basement laboratory where she does work with chemistry, and she's obsessed with poisons. And
looking for one to poison her sisters?
Yes.
And we've all been there. Yeah.
But the police find a dead body outside of her kitchen door, and with the dead body is a stamp, and the police are totally baffled. So it is up to Flavia, with her chemistry prowess and sharp mind, to secretly assist the police in finding who did this terrible deed. And along the way, she finds out some really interesting family secrets. And as the series goes on, the secrets get deeper and deeper, and you get to meet some of her other family members, including her aunt, who is just a force of nature. it's a wonderful series, and especially if you like to listen to audiobooks, they do a wonderful job with the audiobooks. They have Jane Entwistle reads the part of Flavia, and just does a wonderful job. The protagonist is an 11-year-old girl, but it's not written for children necessarily. It's something that adults and kids, I think, could both enjoy.
Cool. I read that too, and I have to say, second to thumbs up.
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun.
I just love her name too.
Flavia.
Different and just really unique. It's a good book.
All right, Megan, you have a stack of books.
I do. I always have a stack of books. Okay, so I just started reading this book, and I really wanted to talk about it today because it's kind of Sherlockian in that there's all these clues and things. It's a series you guys are probably already familiar with. The book is called Origin by Dan Brown.
Never heard of him.
So if you remember...
Never.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is.
So if you've watched The Da Vinci Code or if you've read that book, this is the most recent in that Robert Langdon series. And I love these books because it's kind of like a treasure hunt, and it's almost like you're the detective in the story too, because you get little bits and pieces of clues here and there, and then all of a sudden something happens and all of these clues start coming together, and it's a real aha moment. And I think that's hard for a lot of writers to do, to keep you guessing. Yeah, it's hard to pull off, to keep the reader in suspense, but then at the end make it all make sense and come together. So it's a real triumph. The only thing that I don't like about Dan Brown, just got to mention this.
Oh, tell us.
Oh, man. He has a real big habit for cliffhanger chapter endings. And sometimes, used in excess, it can get a little annoying. So it'll be something like, Robert Langdon found a box. He cut open the tape and lifted the flaps. Oh my gosh! Chapter break. Really? Couldn't tell me what's in the box? Okay. So, if you can overlook that small, small bit of writing, I think you're really going to enjoy Origin by Dan Brown. It's brand new, so if you're interested, make sure you get on the hold list for it right away.
Sure thing. Absolutely. Good stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Laura?
Okay, I have a book called A Study in Charlotte by Brittany Cavallaro. So, what happens when the great-great-grandchildren of Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson end up together at the same exclusive prep school?
What?
A mystery!
Chaos ensues.
I know. So, Jamie is intrigued by Charlotte Holmes, but like all of the Holmeses, she's definitely eccentric with all of Sherlock's volatility and vices. And Charlotte lets Jamie know that she is not looking to make friends at all. But then a student dies in a recreation of one of Sherlock's cases, and the only people they can trust are each other.
Of course.
Yeah. And even though they pretend to hate each other, of course, romantic sparks do fly.
Of course they do.
Of course they do. So it's the first in a trilogy. I think the second book came out recently, but it's a lot of fun, quick read, a lot of tips of the hat to the Sherlock Holmes mysteries. So a lot of fun.
Yeah,
enjoyed
cool.
It.
Yeah. Megan. I see you got more in your stack.
I do. I have more in my stack, and then I have another little note.
Oh, good. Good notes.
Okay. The next one that I wanted to talk about was a young adult series that I personally really enjoyed, and I think a lot of people did also. The first one is called Etiquette and Espionage.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Such a good book. I picked it kind of for our Sherlock theme because it does have some really loose ties to like a London-esque society. There's lots of teas and there's lots of mystery and intrigue, but the basis of this book is that there's a school and it's on a dirigible, which is awesome.
Dirigibles are
dirigibles.
Who doesn't want to go to school on a dirigible?
Right? I want to go to school on a dirigible. I feel like I was cheated with my high school.
Yes.
Now. So what happens on this school is it's a school for young ladies, and the public thinks that it's a type of finishing school to bring young ladies into proper society. But in secret, it's training these young ladies to be spies for their country. So it's got a lot of girl power, it's got a lot of wit, a lot of humor, a lot of adventure, and of course, romantic sparks do fly on occasion.
Of course.
Yes.
Be careful with the sparks on that dirigible.
Yes. Watch out, people. It's a great book, and it's a long series. There's a couple in the series now, and the author, Gail Carriger, also writes books for adults, so if you enjoy etiquette and espionage and want to try some of her adult books, I would highly recommend them as well.
Aren't they set in the same
universe? Yes, set in the same type society and kind of London-esque, lots of mystery. It's good.
Anything else?
Oh,
one more.
I've got one more.
Yes, go on.
I'm hogging the mic.
No, do it.
Okay. Do it. I ran across this book a couple of years ago because I'm a big fan of Neil Gaiman. And if you don't know, Neil Gaiman and Terry Pratchett's Good Omens is coming out. I think they're
so
excited. Yeah,
excited.
I'm so excited. Oh.
And did you see who's playing one of the characters?
David Tennant! Oh my gosh! He's playing my favorite character from the book, too, so I'm really excited to see it. I've been following it on Neil Gaiman's blog obsessively. So I read a lot of Neil Gaiman, but I have not read a lot of Terry Pratchett's stuff, which I feel like is a shame.
It is a shame.
I need to take care of this. So I ran across this one, and it's called Dodger. And it's London society, and it takes the character, the skillful dodger from Oliver Twist, and kind of adds a new story and a new dimension to him. So this is kind of on the inside flap. It says, a storm, rain lashed city streets, a flash of lightning. A scruffy lad sees a girl leap desperately from a horse-drawn carriage in a vain attempt to escape her captors. Can the lad stand by and let her be caught again? Of course not, because he's Dodger. It's really, really, it sounds really, really exciting, and I do love books that are set in London society. It's got a nice twist to it, and I know it's going to have a lot of adventure, mishaps, chaos, and mystery. So, if you haven't checked it out yet, you should really give it a try.
Great list.
Yes.
Thank you.
And then I'm done. That's it.
And that's it? Any others? Got it all?
Mm-hmm. I think we got
cool.
it all.
Well, like I said, you don't have to write all these titles down. We'll have them listed on our website, claremontlibrary.org. And we thank you for listening to Book Lovers Podcast. Like a good book, you can recommend this podcast to a friend. You can also subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play, as well as rate and review the podcast. You can tweet us at Claremont Library or leave a comment for us on Facebook or Claremont County Public Library. And until next time, read on, reader.